The Tea Party is pushing for $61 billion in cuts, the same amount the House voted for in February. Freshman Congressman Sean Duffy of Ashland wants those cuts.
I've heard some people comment and say, listen, you know what? The Tea Party is driving the debate, is putting Speaker Boehner in a box and Republicans in a box, and they are extreme. My view is this. In a year that we're going to borrow $1.6 trillion that we can't cut, $61 billion, that's extreme.
House Speaker John Boehner says there is no deal by House Republicans that would insist on $61 billion in cuts. Duffy says he's willing to look at alternatives so a government shutdown on Saturday can be avoided.
I don't want to see this government shutdown. I want to see us find a solution that both parties agree to that is common sense. And I think that's still possible. But again, time is running out.
Dick Berge with the Northwestern Wisconsin chapter of Trout Unlimited is keeping his fingers crossed. They're holding their annual fundraiser at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center on Saturday, which would be closed by a federal shutdown. Berge's hoping for a solution from Congress.
If nothing else, at least to enable local groups like ours to do their work without interfering.
Berge says the federal workers at the facility have told him they'd volunteer to open the center for them, so their fundraiser will go on regardless of what Congress does or does not decide. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.